I did want to check with you back on Innkeeper's Daughter. There's something in there. It could be violin, but I think it sounds more like a nickel harp.
Oh, no, no, no. That's the Bode Psaltery. I forgot that was in there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a Bode Psaltery is, even. Oh, goodness.
Well, when I say Bode, I mean it. You use a bow to play it, as people use a bow on the violin, okay? And a psaltery, that's P-S-A-L-T-R-Y. That's actually an instrument that was used back in biblical times, but it was played with your fingers up against your shoulder. It has a number of strings on it, not just three or four. And nobody used a bow on it until the Renaissance time, when there were a lot of different variations on instruments being developed, because that was such a creative period. And it survived enough to continue to show up occasionally in places like West Virginia. But I think its resurgence, you can actually find them to buy now, and you don't have to go to a Renaissance festival to get one, although that's where I got mine. It's a long, narrow triangle with a lot of steel strings on it and a lot of pegs on each side of the triangle. And you play with the bow between the peg. And you can kind of imagine that the white keys of the piano are on the right and the black keys are on the left. So you can play an entire scale or even a chromatic scale on this instrument. It has a lovely ethereal sound. It's kind of hard to blend it with voices because of its metallic sound, but it's a beautiful instrument for Christmas music. I just love playing Christmas music on it.
And there's a number of voices that share the music with you, and we are getting to your song, Candle on the Windowsill, but who are some of the other voices that we hear?
Well, on Candle on the Windowsill, Mark, I don't have any other voices on that one. I do have the violin from Olivia Aristad, who is the daughter of a friend, and she does beautiful violin work on this one. I've got a variety of people that helped me with both of these CDs. Heather Jerry has worked on both of these CDs with me. She played guitar, recorder, and she sang harmony. Mark Healy, who is the owner of the studio where I recorded, has contributed some piano and bass guitar. I have a cello and a violin on one of the pieces in Uphill All the Way. And I've played my hammer dulcimer, too, on the Christmas CD. You know what a hammer dulcimer is, right, Mark?
Oh, of course I know it.
Okay.
I learned it really through John McCutcheon.
Well, yes, he plays beautifully. I play relatively simply, but it's a pretty tune, so it works pretty well. An older couple that I know play harmonica and accordion, and I managed to get them, they were very shy about it, but I managed to get them to play backup for Grandma's Dishes on the Uphill All the Way CD. And there's a recorder played by another friend, Joe Beebe. And I didn't say no, Kevin Loudon plays mandolin and steel pedal guitar. And that sounds terrific. I would never have expected to use that, but that was suggested to me by Mark Healy, and it really has a wonderful interlude.
Are there other women's voices in there? At one point, I think maybe it was like on Christmas Magic, I thought I heard several women.
Sometimes it'll be me, my own voice recorded twice, but on Uphill All the Way, my daughter sang in two of the songs, and that would be I Wish I Could Tell You and Remembering Your Home. Her voice is featured there in harmony. I got my son and both of his daughters, who are in their teens, to be the chorus for Uphill All the Way, because the chorus is very, as I said, it's a rollicking song and it needs a group of people singing that chorus. So that was their choice.
Well, I led us a little bit of astray. It is time to listen to Candle on the Windowsill by Ellen Oakes from her Christmas Magic CD.